audio you're about to indulge in was created by me, Snaky Smut. It was recorded by a consenting adult for consenting adults over the age of 18. If you are considered a minor, please do not consume my content as you have been warned. My audios are not to be rehosted, reshared, re-uploaded on any other platforms without my explicit permission. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy.
Holy fuck. It took forever for you to wake up. No, don't try to talk. I have you gagged. You can't escape either, so don't even try. Seriously? You didn't believe me? Lesson one. Listen to everything I tell you. I literally just said not to try it. Your wrists and ankles are securely tied to the bedpost. That's right. I use those stupid green strand lights you have hung all over the place. And yes, I also stuck your shitty plastic tinsel in your mouth. That's why you can't speak. How's it taste? Like the holidays? Since you love the Christmas season so much, you gave me the strength to come alive. Now, my purpose is to teach you the real reason for the season. Want to guess what I mean? No? You don't care? Apparently, you just want to struggle and resist. Do you need a slap or two to keep you in line? That's what I thought. All you needed was a reminder of your current situation. So, where to begin? Basically, rampant consumerism has taught you how to comply without even knowing it. Capitalism has made you become a mindless, obeying ottoman to the commercialized idea of joy. The reason of the season is gratitude. It means you're supposed to be grateful for what you have, to live life to the fullest, help your fellow man when you can. You're not supposed to be decorating the whole existence with trappings of happiness on an annual basis. But you don't know what that means. Oh, my Santa, maybe you do need to be taught your lesson the hard way. How do you feel about some edging and denial to spice things up? I think that's a great way to instill seasonal values, don't you? I'll just scoot down here and loosen your undergarments. There we go. Are you aroused from this treatment? Why, I'm surprised you're not already on the bad list. Oh, is that a bit of betrayal I see on your face? Do you think I was a good elf come to life? Oh no, no. You're on the bad list, sweetie. Listen to me tell my tale as I touch you in ways that will make you obey. You see, I'm here to punish you on behalf of Saint Nick. My jolly old boss isn't too particular about our methods. He just wants everyone to love Christmas as much as they rightfully should. And when people like you subvert, twist, and manipulate the reason for the season, well, Kris Kringle doesn't appreciate that very much, and it's my job to correct your wicked ways. Think of me as a guardian angel come to teach you the meaning of Christmas. Except, I'm not. Wanna know the ugly truth? I'm a bad elf, baby, and I'm here to punish you until you comply. Santa had the option of kicking us out completely, but he saw value in our unique services. We bad elves know how to tease, torment, subject our victims to such intense re-education that they never dare underestimate the true spirit of Christmas ever again. I knew you were secretly into this. You definitely belong on the naughty list, little one. I'm going to tease you more and more relentlessly until you beg for me to stop, until you swear to respect the reason for the season. Are you grateful yet? You should be. Be grateful that instead of receiving a single lump of coal in your stocking, I'm here touching you. Be grateful that instead of using more violent methods, I've chosen positive punishment. What? Did you think we elves had one-track minds? We aren't all snowflakes and surprise packages, you know. I love Christmas so much, and by the time we're through, you will too. You will respect the meaning of Christmas. It's a worldwide celebration of human connection, of beauty, decorum, a ritual of belonging. You will be grateful for what you have, you naughty thing. Now show me you've learned your lesson and come for me. Come for Santa's little helper. Come while you're tied down and touched by a demented little toy. There we go, my suppressed student. Well done. I sincerely hope you understand where you went wrong with your consumer celebrations this time of year. Untie you? No, I don't think I will. You see, I did tell a teeny little lie earlier. My boss isn't Santa. Would you like to know who I report to? I answer to Krampus. After all, he's the only real denizen of this cold and dark. I hope you have enjoyed our little interlude. I trust you'll find a way to free yourself when you wake. Oh, and by the way, be careful eating free cookies from now on, yeah? They might be drugged after all. Wouldn't want you to wake up and find yourself all tied up by someone worse